Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about punctuation marks. In the podcast, Understanding Punctuation, we covered some of the most common punctuation marks in the English language. Now let's look at a few more punctuation marks in detail. Apostrophes help signify possession. Along with commas and semicolons, you'll find that apostrophes are handy indicators in your sentences. Apostrophes are used to show possession. Here is an example. Amy's menu included vegetables and dessert. In this example, Amy's is spelled A-M-Y apostrophe S. If you forget the apostrophe showing that Amy owns the menu, you'll end up with a plural instead of a possession. Remember, the apostrophe shows ownership, and without it, you'll often get a plural. Set your information apart with brackets and parentheses. Brackets and parentheses are used to enclose extra information. Parentheses set off material that is related to the rest of the sentence, but less so than the material enclosed in commas or em dashes. Parentheses are also used to enclose references or citations. Amy had to make a last-minute trip to the store for a few ingredients, open parentheses, milk, eggs, and sugar, close parentheses, before she could start cooking. Brackets, also called square brackets, are used to enclose material that does not belong in the surrounding text. This information is usually added by someone other than the original writer. They can also be used to highlight corrections, translations, and editorial insertions. They, open bracket, Claire and Danny, close bracket, had fallen out several years ago. Ellipses. If you omit a word, phrase, line, or even a quoted passage, let your reader know this by using ellipsis points. When necessary, ellipsis points may be preceded or followed by other punctuation. In written dialogue, ellipses are also used to indicate an unfinished thought or trailing off into silence or a pause in a speech. Amy had to make a last-minute trip. Ellipses. Before she could start cooking. When Danny closed the door, Claire stared at him in disbelief before muttering, "What in the world?" There are ellipses after the word world. Compound your words with hyphens. Using hyphens properly is tricky, but don't be the hyphen hater. The simplest explanation of hyphens is that they join words. Hyphens can be used to join two or more words that serve as a single adjective before a pronoun, but not after. They are used to compound numbers and prefixes such as ex, self, and all. Amy lived on a one-way street. In this example, there's a hyphen between the words one and way. Amy's house was number 44. In this example, the hyphen is between 40 and 4. Amy was very self-assured. In this example, the hyphen is between self and assured. Dashes. While they may look simple, don't mistake hyphens for dashes. N and M dashes are longer than hyphens and serve different purposes. N dashes are about the length of the letter N and are used to indicate range, in place of the word to, to contrast values, or to highlight a relationship. Amy valued the mother-daughter relationship they had. In this example, there is an N dash between mother and daughter. M dashes are roughly the length of the letter M and are used to set off parenthetical thought, an interjection, or any amplifying or explanatory element. Similar to a comma, parentheses, or colon, M dashes can be used in the middle or at the end of a sentence. Amy felt a flush of pride as she served dinner. The chicken was perfect. In this example, the M dash is between dinner and the. Show your speaking with quotation marks. Last but not least are the quotation marks. These upside-down double commas are used to signify when someone is talking. We sometimes joke about quotation marks being blah-blah holders due to one clever young student's definition. See, the quotation marks are holders and the inside is the blah-blah-blah. Stuff like periods go inside the holders because they were also part of the blah-blah-blah. Getting a handle on the finer points of punctuation will vastly improve your writing. If you're unsure whether your use of hyphens or em dashes is correct, our English academic editors are always available to look over your work. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.